Bobby Kimmer drives his big pickup truck on a hilly gravel road at his Bath County farm. He passes fields and woods where the sound is filled with cicadas and the distant hum of traffic from Interstate 64. For Bobby, his farm is home and a slice of paradise.
There's absolutely nothing like it. I don't think I would trade it for anything in the world.
Sometimes it's hard to,
you know, just slow down and just sit back and kind of take it in and just appreciate nature. And
Kimmer's sister and brother own neighboring farmland. Together they call it Cripple Creek Farms, a name Bobby came up with. He says more than one person has asked him about that word cripple, considering Bobby's in a wheelchair, paralyzed from the waist down with limited use of his hands. He remembers one woman who saw him in a wheelchair but wondered if the farm name came from the song Up on Cripple Creek.
She said, "Did you name that song, or do you just have a really good sense of humor?" I was saying the latter. She said, "Well, that's awesome. That's great. You had such a good outlook on it." I said, "Yeah." I said, "Yes, it is what it is. You got to make the best of it."
Bobby has been making the best of it since March 13th, 2008. The then 18-year-old was practicing for a race when he crashed. Bobby says he was ejected off his motocross bike and hit the ground violently, suffering instant paralysis from the chin down. Bobby says doctors told him he would never be able to breathe on his own or have the use of his arms and legs. But Bobby says he proved them wrong. Within months of the accident, Bobby weaned himself off the ventilator. And while he still can't use his legs, he has some feeling in his arms and shoulders and can use some of his fingers. To learn how to drive his farm truck, Bobby took a state vocational rehab program.
They help disabled people who either are going back to school or going to work adapt a vehicle so that they can do that. And so I've got a truck that was adapted, and it's I've had a few people say it kind of reminds them of like a spaceship.
Bobby sits in a wheelchair behind the steering wheel. His left hand controls the brakes and accelerator by gripping a 6-inch prong on a metal plate. Four other prongs hold his hand in place. His right hand is held tight on a similar metal plate with prongs to steer his truck. Next to his right hand is a touchscreen with 10 buttons that control air, reverse, door locks, and windows. He calls driving his truck a game changer.
It does a lot more for me than, you know, just getting to appointments or doing work or anything like that. It literally is kind of a form of therapy for me.
He doesn't operate heavy farm equipment, but Bobby does use a drone to herd dozens of Kiko goats. He says noise from the drone gets their attention.
As soon as they hear it come up over the roof of the house, they kind of know what's coming for them, so they'll kind of go ahead and react.
It's a very different life from what he dreamed of having as a teenager, racing and fixing motocross bikes. Now, he manages selling hay and goats for meat. He's learned to adapt.
It took me a number of years to figure it out, but it actually takes more out of me to sit around and be depressed than to at least try to make something of the day. There's always something to put a smile on your face about.
Off the beaten path at Cripple Creek Farms in Bath County, I'm Sam Dick reporting for WEKU.